Gemara toward the bottom of the Vav Mabez discusses a matana amanas lamsin. And the Gemara deals with cases of kedushin and mecher, kinyanim, pidyon haben, and cases of mesinas hatruma as well. And here, Rav Ashi tells us the following, that bekulo kani, that in principle it works in all those cases, labar meisha, with the exception of kedushin. There, matamanas lamsin. No, why exactly is that true? Lefisha nisha niknes bechalitin. Machlokas Rishonim, as we'll see, two indivin persos in the Gemara. Is this really Mikra Hadin Daraisa, or indeed is it not? Tosus writes the Chiddush to Ramaska Labar that that's only a Din Darabanan. In other words, the starting point in principle is, of course, that Matana Asachsir Shma Matana. And therefore, if it's called Matana, if it's called a Mesina, so it works when it comes to Mecher, Pinyin Haben, Shruma, Midaraisa, when it comes to Kedushin as well. The concern of that it resembles the Kinyan Chalip in which Midaraisa is not good, oh, that's only a Gzeira Drabanan, that Enisha Niknis Bechalip in Daraisa, but Matamana Aslaaksir is not identical to, and therefore Midrabanan, I realize that's a great Kiddush, because after all, that would mean literally, in Akira Stavra Minatara, it means that if Matamana Aslaaksir was done, the woman Midaraisa is married, she indeed is an Eshashish. And we're going to respond, oh, because of our concern of us and the Chalipin, therefore, she is not married. She's not married. This will be another example to add to the list of Afgas Kedushin, where you can have that which is Chal Midaraisa, but the Chachamim said no. Of course, there is that concept, Ksuvastaf Gimel, Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel, but sometimes, yes, that there is such a koach of the Chalim to uproot Kedushin, and Tosa says you have to add this to the list. We'll see the Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam understands in our Gemara that it's a din daraisa, that a matamanas lahachzir does not work when it comes to kedushin. But typically speaking, the starting point, the muskal rishon, is indeed that should be the case, and as Tosus writes, it's true midaraisa regarding kedushin as well. There is a very important comment that the Nesiva says, the Nesiva and Simon Kuptsadi that we discussed at length, and that is, how is it that kinyan kesef works when it comes to ishus? You know, if I ask you, how is it that shtar works? Shtar works. Well, obviously, shtar is not in any shape or form a reflection of worth, value, shivui, piraon. You're not making a payment to the woman by giving her the shtar. You're going to tell me that, what do you mean? That this is a shtar kinyan. And therefore, the mesina sashtar, the mesira sashtar, is able to create a halos. It has nothing at all to do with shivui or peraon, but rather the mesira sashtar. Of course, that's considered to be that which is critical. But what about when it comes to a kinyan kesef? Maybe one can question kesef b'cholat harakula, and specifically a kinyan kesef when it comes to cases of ishus. Can I also argue that also is a maisa kinyan? Just like it's true when it comes to shtar, that the mesira sashtar is a maisa kinyan, so the nesina sakesef is a maisa kinyan completely unrelated to shivui peron and anything such as that. Or maybe one could argue, not really. After all, if part of the source of kedushe kesef is kicha kicha misdehepra, and when it comes to kinya sakarka al yedei kesef, is it just simply a maisa kinyan? I can acquire karka al yedei shtar, I can acquire karka ayyadei chalipin, I can acquire karka ayyadei nesina sakesef, or can argue, not really. After all, v'nosana kesef bekamlo, right, is an indication of piraon, of shivui, payment. And therefore, that could be raised when it comes to kedushin as well. When I understand kedusha kesef, is that considered to be simply a maisa nesina, or is that considered to be a form of shivui and piraon? We discussed this in that base, perhaps as the basis of Machlokas Rishonim of Shava Kesef Kekesef. It's clear from the Mishnah and that base that Isha's Niknish Pruta is Shava Pruta. The Gemara immediately quotes a source for the Kinyan Kesef, but somewhat surprising, the Gemara does not quote any source at all for Shava Kesef. How do you know that Shava Kesef is considered to be Kekesef? The Tosus and that base of Aleph. One thing is clear in Tosus, and that is you need a makar. You need a makar. It is not self-evident. So we're going to have to come up with makoros. Without that, how can you argue that shava kesef is considered to be kekesef? So Tosus says makoros. Evid ivri, nezikin, a combination of Eved Ivri, and therefore one can derive that that indeed is true. And we saw the Chiddush of the Ramban and others that the fact that the Gemara doesn't have a Makar maybe indicates that no Makar is necessary. No Makar is necessary at all. How can you say that no Makar is necessary at all? You have a Makar when it comes to Nezikin. You have a Makar when it comes to Eved Ivri. After all, Yashiv is Larabos, Shavakesev Kekesev. So, if you need Makaros for Eved Ivri, and you need Makaros for Nezikin, why should you need Makaros here? So the Ramban points out a very fundamental difference. When I have Makaros that tell me that Shavakesev is Kekesev, that even works Balkarcho. Even works Balkarcho. That even if the Adon is not interested in being Meshachar his Eved through Shavakesev, that that's true Balkarcho, Balkarcho. Even in a case where, for example, the Nizak is not interested in receiving Shavakesev from the Mazik, at times that payment can be rendered Balkarcho. That requires a Gzeiras HaKasu. Maybe one can argue, you know what, it's up to the discretion of the recipient whether he's willing to receive Shavakesev or whether indeed he's not. Maybe I'll ask you a very basic question. Tosus is so bothered. What's the source of Shavakesev when it comes to Nezikin? What's the source of Shavakesev when it comes to Eved Ivri? What's the source of Shavakesev when it comes to Yishus? What's the source of Shavakesev when it comes to Mekar Chomemkar? Tosus is not bothered by that. No? Well, lengthy Tosus, the Beis Amid Aleph. Well, why not ask that as the basic question? There's a Kinyan Kesev. And how do you know Shavakesev is a Kesev? So surprising. Tosus is not bothered by that at all. Why isn't Tosus bothered by that at all? Maybe the simple answer is as follows. Well, number one, if you're not interested in accepting the Shavakesev, so don't accept the Shavakesev, no? You have an object which is for sale, and I offer you Shavakesev, you can say yes, you can say no. Okay, but that's not a full answer, because the same thing is true when it comes to Kedushin, no? In Kedushin also, if she's interested, yes, if she's not, she's not. She has the right of refusal, she has to exercise discretion, she can say no. So to say that you don't need a source for most konos of Shavakesev, but you do need a source for Kedushin, apparently the fact that willing or unwilling is really not the determining factor, because the woman is willing to receive the Kesef Kedushin as well. But Tosa still says, I need a Makar. So why in the world should there be a difference between these cases? Boshev Shat, according to Tosa, is very simply as follows. Because when it comes to the case of Maos Konos, that's Shivui, that's Piraon. If you want to purchase something, guess what? You have to pay for it. You'll tell me, how do you know that if you purchase something, you have to pay for it? So I'll tell you, how do you know? How do you know? You know the Ramban Shita. No, there isn't even a source for Maos Konos. There's no Makar for Maos Konos. No, but Metzia Daf Mem Zayin. Because that's what Mechira is. If the Pasuk speaks about selling, buying, well, of course it's Ayyidei Kesef. And if a person is willing to receive Shava Kesef, I'm willing to accept this value in order to allow you to acquire my object, well, of course. Why would one say that that is not true? Why would one say that indeed is not the case? If you're talking about shivui or peron, and you're talking about a willingness to be able to accept this as demei shivui, so why should you need a mako for shava kesev? Kekesev? Indeed, that's what the Ramban writes when it comes to kedushin. You know why the Gemara doesn't have a makar? Because you don't need a makar. Because it's self-evident that Shava Kesev is Kekesev. Eved Ivri, Nezikin, Balkarcha. Balkarcha, wow. That's something which is quite important. And what does Tosus assume? Well, Shabshan Tosus is as follows. When you speak about the Kinyan of Ishus, you're speaking about Shivui and Peron. Shivui and Peron. Where I can say, you know what, it just means value. And therefore, what difference does it make whether the coin has value or whether the object has value? Maybe one would argue that the value of the object is even greater because mekarva hanasayu, that there's utility which is immediate. When it comes to coins, it enables you. You can take the coins and you can purchase something, but shava kesef, maybe that's the greatest indicator of shivui, where you're receiving something in return where it is immediately that which you can take advantage of. The hanaka kesef is something which is mekarva, mekarva hanasayu. And what would Tosa say? Yeah, but not when you're talking about Kedushin. Kedushin. This is Demei Shivli. This is Demei Peron. That's it. You know, that the woman is being bought for a Pruta. You're creating a Kinyan Shalister, that Ramban Tef Zayin, and a Kinyan Shalister has to be created. Al Yedei Kinyan. Oh, so the Torah is Mechadesh, that you know what? the Maisa Kinyan can be Shtar. The Maisa Kinyan can be Bia, based on Sukim. If I'm telling you that the Maisa Kinyan can be accomplished Al Yaday Mesira Samaos, in such a case, of course that requires a Xeris Akasa. You're dealing with Kesef Kinyan. You're not dealing with Dmei Shivui in Dmei Peron. And if I'm going to overreach and say the following, not only is Kesef good, but even Shava Kesef is good. How do you know that that's true? I can give you examples where Kesef is good and Shava Kesef is not good. No? When it comes to Pidyon Hekdesh, Kesef and not Shava Kesef. No? When it comes to Machzus HaShekel, Kesef, not Shava Kesef. When it comes to Ribis, there's a fundamental difference in Kesef and Shava Kesef, as we discussed. Kesef is fixed. Shava Kesef fluctuates. No? Shava Kesef, Sab is Sab. That potentially is Ribis. Kesef, 100 cents on the dollar, is never Ribis. So how do you know here that indeed that's true? And the answer is, well, Kesef has value, and Shava Kesef has value. You're not being Mekadesh and Isha for the Shivui, the Peron, but rather the Kedushin is through Kesef Kinyan. So of course, Tosus assumes that requires an absolute Makar to assume that that's true. And Enoch Inami, you're right, that there's a difference between Evid Ivri and Ezekin, that is Akarcho, and Kesef is Midato, but nonetheless, you still need Xeris Akasu. You still need Xeris Akasu. Poshim Shan Tosus, I would say, exactly like who that Taz, Simim Kuvtzadi, and that is that Kedushay Kesef is Kesef Kinyan, is Kesef Kinyan. So the Nesivus writes the following, isn't that clear then from the Sugya and Kedushin, Davav Mabez? Because after all, here the Gemara is speaking about a Matana Manas Lahachsir, a Matana Manas Lahachsir. Can I really call that Piraon? Piraon, which is Amanas Lahachsir. I borrow a huge sum of money from you, and you know what? Well, the Torah says you have to pay back. Priyas Vachov. Priyas Vachov is two dinim, no? Number one, there's a mitzvah of Priyas Vachov, but there is a shibud of Priyas Vachov. There's a shibud aguf. At times, a shibud nechasim. So you know what? Okay, I'm willing to fulfill the obligation, pay you back, but one hitch, no? The moment that I give it to you, you have to return it to me. You would probably argue that, you know what, that's not called Priyas Vachov. That's not called shivui. That's not called piron. How is that paying you back $1,000 if indeed it's Amanas Lahachsir? How indeed would that work in any shape or form? But yet the Gemara says, let's say I'll leave it to Tosfos, that Mi'ikar Hadin Daraisa, Amatamanas Lahachsir works when it comes to Kedushin. The only reason it doesn't work is because a Gzeira of Eini Shenikrish Bechalipin, a Gzeira. The Rashba writes, that was one girs in the Gemara, Mefurish, Gzeira. Even without that being a girs in the Gemara, the Tosus is clear. When the Gemara says, it's Lefi, Shein, Isha, Niknus, Bechalipin, that means it's a din d'Rabbanan. It's precautionary. So Mikar Hadin, Amatam and Aslachsir works when it comes to Kedusha Isha. So the Nesivus writes, that seems to Rai Muchachas, that we're talking about Kesef Ginyan. Kesef, good, it's Am and Aslachsir. But undeniably, that there was a change of hands, and that is considered to be a Maisa Kinyan. And Chalipin, no? And a Finami, that there's a change of hands, but it's a Kinyan, Lakayim Kodavar. We call that a Haknomi Das, no? The Maisa Chalipin is a manifestation of Das Kona, of Das Makne. And therefore, of course, that's considered to be that which is sufficient. So the Nesivus writes, the fact that Argamar discusses Autalas Lahavsir, and the Maskana Sagamara, according to Tosus, that Mikra Din Yes Midra Varanat, does not indicate that we're talking about a Maisa Kinyan. And even if something is Amanas Lahachsir, but nonetheless a Maisa Kinyan indeed, it is. So I'll just tell you the following Chiddush. But our Gemara does not only speak about Kedushin. Our Gemara, for example, also speaks about Pinyan Haben, Pinyan Haben. And our Gemara says clearly, no, Ravashi says, that Bakulo Kani. One could debate Kedushinah Darais and Rabbanon. Pinyin Ben, yes. Pinyin Ben, yes. So that's a Kiddush. That now that Pinyin Ben works in the case of Amanas Lahachsir. Amanas Lahachsir. Amatan Lahachsir work when it comes to Pinyin Ben. Based on the Nesivus's approach, you know what that seems to indicate? That what exactly is Pinyin Ben? What is Pinyin Ben? Of course, the Torah says, yes, you have to supply the five slain to the Kohen. But what exactly is that? What exactly is that? Is it appropriate to say that, you know what? Pidyon HaBen is Priya Sacho. The Torah says that I'm indebted to the Kohen. There's a certain amount indeed which is owed. And therefore, of course, you have to render payment. Or maybe one could argue, who says that that's necessarily true? We don't necessarily assume, for example, all matnas kohuna is just a priyas achov. Is that really true? The fact that I am giving the kohen the truma, is that really just a priyas achov? We would think about, for example, nesina satruma as a mitzvahs nesina. As a mitzvahs nesina. Not just simply as a priyas achov. We pointed out, like, I think, an incredible deal, no? The Torah does mention some atonos that you give are chelef avodasan, parshas korah. No? The Pasuk mentions that more than once. But I'll tell you a fascinating diuk. The Pasuk never mentions this. We'll have to talk about it, no? When it comes to matnas kohuna. It never mentions it when it comes to matnos kohuna. The Torah mentions chelef avodasan when it comes to matnos levia. But not when it comes to matnos kohuna. Maybe that's an incredible deal. No? Maybe one could argue the reason that you're giving the levi maaser is in lieu of the services that the levi does. But when it comes to the avodas hakohen, that's not really necessarily chelef avodasa. We'll have to see. Ooh, there's a ritva here in Kedushin, the above my base. No? But I have to see about mesei beis agranos. No? But Enochinami, matnas kohuna is just like a priyas achov. That's like a schiras folding. The Kohen is doing this for me, and therefore I have to do this indeed for him. It really is payment of. Very questionable. Maybe that's considered to be a mitzvahs nesina. You know, I'll give you an example, you know. Priyas achov is asur on Shabbos. Priyas achov is asur on Yantiv. No? Priyas achov is asur. That's asur, no? What about matnas kohuna and Shabbos and Yantiv? Can I be mafresh truma? Can I be mafresh challah? Can I give it to the kohen on Shabbos and Shabbos and Yantiv? So I'll tell you just, when you look at the sugyas, beitza daf tes, beitza daf yud beis, you know what it seems as follows. No, you can't be mafresh truma on Shabbos. You can't be mafresh truma on Shabbos. You can't be mafresh truma on Yantiv. But when you look in the Gemara, mafresh truma could be two different problems, no? Number one is tikkun mana. No? The tevel is aser, and ayda afrasha becomes mutter. Maybe that's a form of tikkun mana. Maybe another possibility is with the Rambam, mekoch lememkar. No? Your mafresh, now it is that which belongs to the Kohen. That there is a shift in terms of its ownership. It was your tevel before, and your mafresh truma now belongs to that of the kohen. Maybe it's an issue of a mekach u'memkar. So am I allowed to mafresh truma on Shabbos Yantos? So I'll tell you the speaking. Generally, no. But you know why? Generally, no. I'll tell you very simply. Like, what in the world? Why are you being mafresh truma now? Why are you being mafresh truma now? By essence, by definition. Wasn't the chiyuv chal already mi bod yom? You do meruach, no? When did you do meruach? No, you're bored on Shabbos. So you harvest on Shabbos. No, and how you only mafresh shumas and isers? Obviously not, no? In other words, the chiyuv was already mi bod yom. Yeah, inochinami, so that's what the Gemara says, and beis adaptes, beis yud beis. Then why are you being mafresh shuma right now? The afrasha should have been mi bod yom. It's evshim mi bod yom. Let me give you an example. Whoa. Let's assume, for example, you bake challah on Yantiv. Let's say you bake challah on Yantiv. That's mafurish. No, based off the test, that's mutter. You can bake challah on Yantiv. Now, Rashi even writes, that's ochel nefesh. And even though Rashi's shita is that any malachas ochel nefesh that you can do before Yantiv, you must do before Yantiv. That's Rashi and Beit Sandab Chav Kiln Leveis. Rashi says, yeah, but pas chama. That's Rashi adds on that test. Rashi slips it in. No? Why are you baking challah on Yantiv? You know, because, what do you mean, fresh baked bread? that's really different than the day-old stuff that the bakery sells, you know, at half price. No? That which is, in other words, that is called Malachas Sof HaNefesh. Because that's Rosh Hashita. If there's an appreciable difference between doing it now as opposed to doing it before, there's a tzorech to do it now. So if I have tvua, you have to mafresh on Shabbos, mafresh before. But you know what? If I make a dough, whoa, anyante, that could be justified as malachas sof nefesh. So guess what? So furish, beitz adap des. So be mafresh chala, anyante. If you're not getting mafresh chala, you can't eat it, no? So it's malachas sof nefesh to have fresh bread that I can't eat. No? How would that be, no? It means you're baking, you're mafresh. Oh, so guess what? You can be mafresh chala anyantif as long as it's part of the chov ha'sayon. If this was yesterday's challah, not true. But if it's today's challah, absolutely yes. So that's like a fascinating example that even when it comes to truma or challah, in principle, if the chiyuv would be today, hafrasha will be allowed, and the mitzvah nesina could be fulfilled. Wow. That's like very interesting, no? You know, the reason I want to raise that question is the following. Let's assume, for example, the chiyuv of Pinyan Ben is on Shabbos. Day 31 is Shabbos. So is it so obvious I can't do a Pinyan Ben on Shabbos? Or do it yesterday? There was no chiyuv yesterday. No? The Pinyan Ben is only now on today, Yom Lamed Aleph. And if it's a mitzvah sayom, and it's a mitzvah snesina, a mitzvah hasina bo sayom can be done on Shabbos and Yantiv. You know? But you're used to what the Mechaber writes, which is true. When was the last time you were at a Pinyan Ben on Shabbos? No? Because the Mechaber writes in Shinei Yod Aleph that, you know what, that don't do a Pinyan Ben on Shabbos. If Yom Laman Aleph is on Shabbos, wait until after Shabbos. Wait until after Shabbos. That's like a fascinating issue. Is that so obvious? It's not a Gemara. Is that so obvious that Pinyan Ben should not be done on Shabbos? Because I'll tell you the following, that is Pidin HaBen just a mitzvah nesina, like challah or truma? Or is Pidin HaBen a priyas achov? Or is there an element of priyas achov when it comes to Pidin HaBen? No? That there's money which is owed to the kohen, and through the act of Pidin HaBen, guess what? That's considered to be priyas achov. That's a comment of the gon in Yeraday, in the siman of Pidin HaBen. In Shinhei. Because there the Ramah quotes in Sif Yud, the Tshuva Sarivash. The Tshuva Sarivash is in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. And here the Tshuva Sarivash writes the following, and that's what the Ramah quotes, that you know what? That Ein Ha'av Yochel Liftos Al Yedei Shliach. Who has to do the Pidyon HaBen? The Father. The Father does the Pidyon HaBen. Well, Father has it, okay? And, the Rama writes, Shuvit, the father should do the Pinyan Ben. And this is not even a mitzvah that should be discharged by the shlichus. Wow. Sometimes you have shlichus in mitzvahs, no? Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, no? Yish Mekadish, Bo B'Shlucho. Mitzvah B'Oshel B'Shlucho. No. The Rama writes, Ein Ha'av Yachal Liftos, Ayidei Shliach. And the Rama writes the following, and the gam ein bezdin podenoso below av. And even under typical conditions, the bezdin should not go ahead and do the pinyin. It should be done al yedei ha'av. Al yedei ha'av, and if there is no av, you know what? Interesting. Maybe, you know what? Maybe wait until this youngster becomes bar mitzvah and be poda himself. What happens with those cases of Pinyan Ben? Where the father is unwilling, where there is no father? We'll discuss afterwards, not recently. Someone called, they had, unfortunately, the father was not Jewish. That was Peter Echem. The child was Chayim Pinyan Ben, the mother was Jewish. First child, the father's not Jewish. That was not Jewish. What to do about the Pinyan Ben? How exactly is that done? You're not done now. Wait. How to work out the details. Stay tuned. A lengthy fiskish. I'll tell you what we did. A lengthy fiskish. No? But Raman, Shin Hei. So guess what? Take a look at the Gaon. No, I want you to see that. No, Shin Hei, Os Yud Zayin. What is the Ribash saying? Only the Father, and not even a Shliach. You know, there are different gradations, no? There's certain mitzvahs you don't even need Shlichus. There's certain mitzvahs where you need Shlichus, but Shlichus works. And there's certain mitzvahs where Shlichus does not even work, no? Like there are three different Gedarim of mitzvahs, no? I can't go ahead and say a Shliach to put on tefillin for me, no? Kedushin, Shlichus works, but Kedushin requires Shlichus. Maybe there are certain things that don't require Shlichus whatsoever. Don't require Shlichus whatsoever. No? The fact that you can do so Ayyadeh Acheri means you can just simply do so. Ayyadeh Acheri. Ayyadeh Acheri. You know? And you have to know which is which. Which mitzvahs do not even require Shlichus? Which mitzvahs are Yefshar? Even Ayyadeh Shliach? And which mitzvahs, oh yes, yes, you need Shlichus, but Shlichus functions. There are three different possibilities. That's like the Tshuva son, the Tshuva or Zeruah. He says the Yesod is as follows. No, like, certain mitzvos that are chalos, certain mitzvos are maisa. The starting point is, if the Torah says, I have to do this act, put on tefillin, eat matzah, how in the world can you do small yacherim? But if the Torah basically is emphasizing there's certain things where it is clearly, clearly, totsah, maybe one can argue, you don't even need shlichus. You don't need shlichus at all. Is it so obvious when it comes to tefillas kelim that I have to appoint someone as a shliach to do tefillas kelim? The Torah says you have to have a makel gagecha. Is it so obvious that, you know what, that the contractor who is building that fence, he has to be a Jew, a barhachi of shlichus, and I have to appoint him as a shliach in order to do so? Or do I simply say, you know what, what do you mean? There is a concern of sakana, and therefore address that. Put up a hedge, but maybe that doesn't require shlichus. The Tshuva of Rashba writes, uviyarta mikarecha. A shliach bezen for din nefashos does not require shlichus. It doesn't even require barhachi shlichus. Wow, the misas bezen can be carried out by a guy. You don't even require shlichus. So the Gaon is so bothered. The Rama writes that the father can't even appoint a shliach. The Gaon writes that you don't even need shlichus. You don't even need shlichus for pidyon haben. And you know what? Someone else can go ahead and perform the pidyon haben, afilu shelo bidato, even without the das ha'av. Even without the das ha'av. Why is that true? Because the Gaon writes, what do you mean that poreya adam chovo shel chavero? Poreya adam chovo shel chavero. You owe someone money. I can't pay them all of that. I can't pay them all of that. Since when it comes to Priyas HaChov, do we assume that absolutely not? Why in the world? Why absolutely not? Poreya Adam Chovo Shel Chavero. Poreya Adam Chovo Shel Chavero. Wow. It's true, the Gaon writes that the Chachila, there is more of a mitzvah on the Av. Yeah, that's true. He's the one who's Achrai. But to assume that you can't have pidyon, which is al yedei acherim, why in the world should you assume that that's true? Pidyon haben is priyas hachov, and prey adam chovo shel chavero. You really mean that if you owe money and someone else satisfies the debt, that's not called priyas hachov? That's not called priyas hachov. So the Gaon writes this chiddush, no? And the Gaon writes that's true when it comes to pidyon haben, and disagrees with this Tshuvas HaRivash. One could discuss, you know what, maybe the mitzvah chatchila is a kadima, okay. But I would want to argue that, no, eina av yachol, why not? Parei adam, chovo shel chavero. So I'll tell you just, the Rivash could respond, right, in one of two ways. Number one, I'll tell you the following. Who says pidyon haben is priyas hachov? Maybe pidyon haben is a mitzvah snesina. A mitzvah snesina. It's a mitzvah. And when it comes to mitzvah, say nachinami. You know, sometimes a mitzvah can be done ayidei shliach. There is a parsh of shlichus when it comes to mitzvahs. No? That's kedushin daf mem aleph. And there are many mitzvahs where shlichus does not work. So if Pidyon HaBen is a mitzvah nesina, the Rivash could argue, you know what, that this is a mitzvah nesina incumbent upon the father, not to be discharged. The Gona is assuming, no, it's Priya Sachov. And Priya Sachov certainly is Chal. One could perhaps even disagree and argue as follows. Okay, I agree. That Pidyon HaBen is Priya Sachov. The Torah says a certain amount of money is owed, and therefore you have to satisfy that debt. Well then, Priya Sachov can be done Ayyideh Acherim. Porea Adam Chovosho Chaveiro. So I ask you the following lumbus. Is it so obvious that Porea Adam Chovo Shel Chaveiro is Priya Sachov? Is Priya Sachov? Of course. I owe this person thousands of dollars and he's generous enough to give thousands of dollars to the Malva. Well, what's the other choice? He can take the thousands of dollars and then take me to business for the thousands of dollars? Obviously not. So, of course. So I'll tell you the following interesting Kiddush. You know? Maybe Priya Sachov al Yedei Acherim is not called Priya Sachov. So what is it called? I'll tell you one word. You know what it's called? It's called Mechila. I owe thousands of dollars to this person. He could be mochami, no? Of course. He doesn't want to be mochi. What happens if this person furnishes all the money? Well, if this person will give you the $1,000, don't you agree that you're not going to pursue me for the $1,000? You know what the person's going to say? Of course. Well, of course. If he will, grant me those funds. So we're done. Now we're finished. And even if I don't say it explicitly, I would say, you know what, that's Dvarim Shabliv Leiv Kol Adam. That if he's accepting, right, the Peron, Ayyadei Acherim, clearly, it's with understanding of. But is it so obvious that that's called Priya Sachov? Maybe it's considered to be a case of Mechila. I'll give you just an example. If you take a look at Nechoshe Mishpa, Simen Ayin Dalit, Sif Beis. Here the Mechaber discusses a very heavy machlokas, no? Let's say, for example, I owe you money, and that's it, you know? The loan is called. Bavim Abeis, no? The loan is called, no? Higi Hazman, Mizuman Lifroa, Mos Biyada, all the Ravitz conditions, right? I'm going to pay you. You know, you, the Malva, say, I don't want to accept. Does the Malva have a right to refuse? Well, what do you mean? I'm borrowing the money for 30 days. It's 30 days. I want to pay you. The Malva doesn't want to accept it. Well, the Malva has all these concerns, no? You know, the Malva is making a big bash, no? Malva's making a chasna next week, you know? He knows that he can't control himself. He's going to have all this money this week. He's going to waste it, no? He wants to make sure he has it next week, you know? So does he have a right to say to the low of that, you know what, do not pay me now, pay me next week? You know what the short answer is? No. Priyas Balchov is Balkorcho Sholham Alvin. Priyas Balchov is Balkorcho Sholham Alvin. Let me ask you something a little more subtle. This is a machlokas, Roshana. And this is that machaber, Ayin Dalet Beis. If you have a chance to see him, Ayin Dalet Beis. Let's assume, for example, the loan is not called. The loan is not due. This was a loan for a year. And you know what? You want to pay me back prematurely. You want to pay me back after a few months. Does the Malva have a right to say no? You know, part of the reason I lent you that money is because I know at the end of the year, I need this sum of money. You know, I really do not want to have this cash that right now. Right? Ooh. I'm going to deal with it, no? That I have to declare my assets. No? I want to buy these buildings. No? You know, I don't want to have this as an asset. No? So I really don't want you to go ahead and pay me back right now. Right? and I have all this liquid cash right now. No, I don't want that. No, does the malva have a right to say no? And what happens if it's besoch zman haparon? Oh, so that's the chiddush the mechaber writes. Wow, this is a sefer Jumas. That the malva does not have a right to say no, even betoch hazman. Even betoch hazman. Oh, but that's a greater chiddush, no? The loan wasn't even called. The loan wasn't even due. But you know what? That priyas hachov is bal korcho shel hamalve. Even besoch hazman? Even besoch hazman? When I borrow money for a year, that means I have a right to pay you back within the year. Within the year. Against your will. Against your will. The Mechaber just discusses that, you know what, that the conditions should be appropriate. Appropriate conditions. Appropriate conditions. You know, that we're walking on whatever, Main Street. You know, and I owe you $1,000. We look around, you know, we're surrounded by, you know, a gang of anti-Semites, you know. Okay, here's $1,000. I want to make sure to pay you back now. No, because who knows what's going to happen in a couple minutes. No, that the mechaberites. No, that's not for yosachov. No, if I lent you money under secure conditions, you have to pay me back under secure conditions. That's for yosachov. No. You can't go ahead and pay me back. All of a sudden, like a word is out that, you know what, the government's going to cancel that currency. So all of a sudden, now I'm going to use that for the Priyas Achav. But under normal circumstances. Priyas Achav is Balkorcho Shol Hamalve. Balkorcho Shol Hamalve. Even Besoch Hazman. Wow, even Besoch Hazman. That's pretty heavy. Wow. So take a look at that Mechaber right there. Chudush HaVikveger, right. On that siman, no, siman dalit. But the Kveger writes, but that's only true if the payment is being rendered by the love. By the love. Let's assume, for example, that this person owes me money. And I don't want this money back right now. You know? I need the money in a month. And I want to make sure I have the money in a month. I don't want it right now. Enoch inami priyas bachol is balkorcho shel hamalve b'med dvarim amurim. When the priyas achov is being done al yedei halove. But let's assume a third party. A person comes over and says the following. Take the $1,000 which he owes you. Guess what? I have a right to say no. I have a right to say no. Priyas Balchov is only Balkorcho Shel Hamalve when it is done Ayyadeh Halove. But not if it's Ayyadeh Achel. The Rabbi Kveger I said, in the name of the Tshuva Sirivosh, Kutzari Zayin. You know, I would explain that. That Priyas Balchov is only Ayyadeh Halove. Priyas Balchov Ayyadeh Acherim is Mechila. Obviously, that the malva is forgoing any rights that he has if he's being paid back al yedei acherim. But mechila is only midato. Mechila is not balkarcha. Is not balkarcha. That I'll tell you, I think is a very viable chiddush lahalacha, no? Yeah, that's Rabbi Kveger's mefurish. So I'll tell you the following, that, you know, even if one were to argue that Demei Pidin HaBen is Priyas Achav, because this is money which is owed. But, oh, we'll see Ches Samad Aleph. It's not Nitan L'Mechila. It's not Nitan L'Mechila. No? The Kohen says, don't worry about it. That's good. Poshub Sham Gemara, no, that's not good. That's not good. The most the Kohen can say, we discussed just the beginning of the week, no, L'Didi Shavali. L'Didi Shavali. The object that you're giving me, it is worth, to me, 5 sly. Okay. And even that has certain conditions. But a Kohen cannot just simply say, forget about it. You show up to the Pidin HaBen, and he's giving the money, and the Kohen's going to say, don't worry, I'm Olcham. Mechila doesn't work when it comes to Pidin HaBen. If that really is true, I'll tell you the following, that even if one assumes that Pidyon HaBen is indeed a Priya Sakhov. But the Priya Sakhov has to be satisfied by the father. And the fact that someone else can Priya Chovo Shel Chavero is only Bidin Mechila. And Mechila does not work when it comes to Pidin Aben. So one could disagree with the comments of the Gaon to justify the Rivash for two different ways. Rivash writes, only the father should be the one who performs the Pidin Aben. Number one, because of the mitzvah. The mitzvah Shabbat. It's a mitzvah Nesina. Number two, even if it is Priya Sakhov, but Priya Sakhov Ayyadei Acherim, Mi'ikr Hadin, is not Priya Sakhov, it is Mechila, and Pidin HaBen is not Nitan, Nitan the Mechila. Well, that's a fundamental machlokes. I would just say that our Nesivus is very relevant. Because our Nesivus writes the following, that you cannot call something a Priya Sakhov or Shivui or Faraon if Matan Manas L'Hachzir works. And our Gemara says that Matan L'Hachzir works when it comes to Pidyon Aven. In which case, Poshup Shav, a mitzvah Nesina, the Nesivus would argue. Not Priya Sakhov at all. Because the Chov is not Parua Al Yedei Matan Manas L'Hachzir. I would tell you the following, but there is a Mishnah, a Sugi Nadarma Daf Lamed Gimel. The context of the Mishnah is Mudar Hana, but this you'll appreciate also, because based on what we just discussed recently, no? A person is Mudar Hana. I cannot go ahead and get Hana from this person, from this guy. Guess what? It's that time of the year again, soon approaching. Matzah Sashekel. Matzah Shekel. Everyone is obligated to contribute. Machsa Shekel for Davodas HaTzibur. There, the Mishnah says a great Kiddush. Even if a person is Mudar Hana, I'm not going to get any Hana from Reuven. You know what? Shoko Eshkola. Reuven can make my payment of the Machsa Shekel. Wow, Machsa Shekel. Wow. The fact that Reuven goes ahead and pays up my Machsa Shekel, I am not getting Hana from Reuven, and that's not called a breach of the Neder. Oh, that reminds me of what we just discussed, no? Mavri Achari, no? The sugi we just discussed. Somebody goes ahead and makes a payment on my behalf. On my behalf. Is that really considered to be concrete Hana? No, we just discussed this at length, no? The sugis and suvis. The Rambam, the Sekhira Spon that requires a prior Amira, no? Because the default position is if a person just makes a payment on my behalf, that's not considered to be my being nehene from. Because guess what? That if I don't have any chiyuv to pay him back, mavriya fari minifse chavero, so in such a case, they're not. Wow, wow. So the Mishnah says that, you know what? Even if it's a case of mudar hana, he can go ahead and pay the machzah shekel for me, and that's not a breach of the neder. Let me ask you a very simple question. Even if it's not a breach of the neder, but is it so obvious that I can fulfill my chiyuv of machzah shekel if he goes ahead and makes the payment for me? Even if it wouldn't be in the context of a neder. Why isn't that called Perei Adam Chovo Shel Chavero? If Perem Choloshev is called Priya Sakhov, that's very good. That's very good, no? Perem Choloshev, which means the Priya Sakhov does not have to come just for me, it can become Ayyadei Acherim. That's good, that makes sense. But if you're telling me that Perem Choloshev is not Midine Priya Sakhov, Perem Choloshev is Ayyadei Mechila, that's not so simple, no? Mochel what? What, the gizbar is mochel? The treasure of the Beis Hamikdash is mochel? Just like he can't be mochel the Demei Pidyon HaBen, no? He can be mochel my chiyuv of Matzah Shekel. I show up at Matzah Shekel, he's my buddy, he says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's not nitan l'mechila. But it is true that the Machzah Shekel is supplied from someone else. Alta maybe Pashup Shat, that is a raya to the Gon's Chiddush, that Priya Sachov Al Yedei Acherim is called Priya Sachov. It's not just simply called a form of Mechila. It works even in a case where Mechila doesn't work, such as the Machzus HaShekel. The Mishnah assumes that Rav Poshet works when it comes to Machzus HaShekel. Then she tells you, Geir Chiddush, it's not even called the breach of the Neder. Wow. So I'll tell you, it's clear from Machzus HaShekel L'chora that Priyadam Chovos Shachaver is called Priya Sachov. Unless maybe you're telling me something different. Maybe you're telling me something a little bit unusual. Maybe that's unique when it comes to Matzah Shekel. Maybe that's not a norm. Maybe that's exceptional. The fact that it's a given, a Darm Daf Lamed Gimel, that the Matzah Shekel can be supplied Al Yedei Acherim. Maybe that's something which is unusual. Maybe that's not the norm. That's not the Muskel Rishon. That's not the default position. Because, you know, in dealing with Kodshim as an example, Tamura Daf Beis, you know what? That I can go ahead and be Makdish a Karbon, Amanash Niskata Bochavero. This animal is mine, and you have a Chiyuv to bring a Karbon. I can be Makdish the Behema on your behalf. And the Gemara in Tamura Daf Beis, Rabbi Yochanan says the following Chiddush, Miskaper Ose Tamura. You know what? That you are the Baal HaKarban. Here, I was Makdish the Behema, and I was Makdish it, Shetiskaper Bochavera. So the Gemara in Tamura says the following, when it comes to certain elements, you are the Baal HaKarban. When it comes to Chomesh, when it comes to Tamura, he is the Baal HaKarban. It is like an unusual convergence when it comes to Kodshim, that I can donate, I can be makdish ba'ad acherim. And maybe the fact that it's clear when it comes to shkalim, that is an option, maybe that's not a model, the chol Torah kula, of cases of priya sachal. That's an important chiddush. So, again, but the nesivus, his raya, is that if matam and aslahachsir works, maybe they should not be called the Priya Sachov. So take a look at the Rabbi Chanan, the Kovet Shurim, and our Sugya. Rabbi Chanan just points out the following, that, you know, it is unusual. Maybe one could argue, Rabbi Chanan writes here in Oslam Advav, that when it comes to Pidin Habeh, maybe there are two different elements. There is an element of Priya Sachov. There is an element of a mitzvah. And the question is, which chiyuv is a function of which? Is the chiyuv mamon the function of the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah a function of the chiyuv mamon? You have something that has an element of mamon, an element of mitzvah. What is the koveya? Rabbi Chanan suggests, if something is just priya sachov, matam anasa would not work. But here you're dealing with a pidyon aven that has two moving parts. It is money owed, but there is a mitzvah spediya. If it's a mitzvah spediyah, I would argue matam anasachsir works. If it's a priya sachov, I'd argue in the world of dinei mamos a priya sachov, matam anasachsir not. And maybe the chiddush of our Gemara Chanan suggests the following, that the chiyuv mamon is a function of the mitzvah. And if the mitzvah is satisfied, then that would satisfy the mamon shiba as well. And that's why the Gemara says that when it comes to a case of Pidyon HaBen, Rabbi Chanan writes that undeniably there is an element of mitzvah in addition to any aspect of the Priya Sachov. So our Gemara says the Chiddush that say Poshup Shat, Kedushin is a Maisa Nesina, Truma is a Maisa Nesina, Pidyon HaBen a mitzvah Nesina, and Matam and Asachsir in principle works. But you know what? Is that right to do to the Kohen? No. That, the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's Kohen HaMaseh B'Beis HaGranos. That really is highly, highly inappropriate. Kohen HaMaseh B'Beis HaGranos. Well. So therefore, the Rambam writes, take a look at Chos Trumas, Yud Beis Yud Ches. No. It's aser for the kohanim, for the vim, the seyeh, the beis agranos. Oh, you want your matanos? You can get these matanos, but this is what you have to do. Yeah, you have to work with me on the threshing floor in order to go ahead and do some. See, I want you to take a look carefully. Take a look at that Rambam. Take a look at Pidyon HaBen. Is there any such problem when it comes to Pidyon HaBen? Take a look in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Ches, the Kesef Mishnah. And let me ask you a broader question. Obviously, that's not appropriate. That's not appropriate. What's wrong with it exactly? What's wrong with it exactly? It's not bekavadik, no? It's not. Bekavadik to whom? Bekavadik to whom? I would say it's not appropriate to treat the Kohen that way, no? Or can I suggest the following? It's not appropriate to treat the Truma that way. The Truma that way. Here you have a kachi hagvul, and you're using it to broker. You know? When you look at the Rambam, fascinating lashon the Rambam writes, b'chol hamisayeh, if you do this, chilel kodesh Hashem. You're being mechalo the kedusha satruma. You're being mechalo the kedusha satruma. It's not right to use the truma for such a... Wow. I wouldn't necessarily have expressed it that way. No? I would have said that, you know what, you have to revere the Kohen. And it's a form of abuse to the Kohen. The Rambam says, you're degrading the Truma. You're degrading the Truma. Well, that's a fascinating deal. It's interesting, when you look in the Rambam regarding Pidyon HaBen, Hilchos Bikurim Yud Aleph Ches, the Rambam writes the same thing when it comes to Amatan Manas Lahachsin. The Kesmishna is bothered. Why doesn't the Rambam have a problem of Kohen Miseh Beis Agranos when it comes to Pidyon HaBen? Rambam doesn't mention it. Why does Rambam only mention this problem in Hilchos Trumos and not Hilchos Bikurim doing the Pidyon HaBen? So I want you to think about this, to take a look at the Raya's of the Rambam. What's the problem? What's the problem? Are you degrading the Kohen in our Gemara, or are you degrading the Truma? The Truma has Kedusha. And therefore, it's a degradation to the kachin to use that as a something to pawn, something to broker, as a means of, wow. You know, I'll tell you nafkamina, no? Enochinami, that it's a mitzvah spediyah to give to the Kohen, but the hay slime don't have a kedusha, unlike truma. It does, and the Rambam describes konis aveisakvanos as being mechala the kedusha satruma. So maybe that's the teretz, the kesef mishna sahara. Why doesn't the Rambam, it's Sarachim, Mama Hishmi Prabenu, Mesei Beis Agros, when it comes to Pidyon HaBen? No? Maybe that's the Chiddush, another way the Rambam describes. Not just simply Allah from the Kedushas HaKohen, but rather the Kedushas Hashem. All right, so we'll have to pick up with Kohen Mesei.